It's Friday, and that means it's time once again for the Coastal News Roundup. This week, WWNO's Tegan Wendland talks with Tristan Bowrick from NOLA.com, the Times-Picayune, about a possible shrimper strike and about Port Eads, the last outpost on the Mississippi River.
Hey, Tristan.
Hey, Tegan.
So you went down to Houma this week for this gathering of shrimpers.
Right. There were about 200 who attended it.
And they were pretty upset about the price of shrimp, even considering striking. What did they tell you?
Yeah, the price that they're getting for shrimp is plummeting. It's hit about 40 cents per pound, which is about what they were getting 35 years ago. Gas prices and all their other costs have gone up. So the shrimping season starts on Monday, and many shrimpers are saying that if the prices hit 30 cents, they'll probably go on a statewide strike.
Wow. Well, WWNO's Travis Lux was also there, and he brought us this clip of Rocky DeChero, who owns a dock down in Beerus.
If y'all want to strike, I'm willing to go be the first dock to do it. Price is definitely not going to go up overnight, but I can't continue loaning money to help my fishermen pay their bills. And if I don't give them credit on fuel, they can't even go out. They can't pay their electric bills right now.
He sounds pretty upset.
Yeah, he basically doesn't think a strike would work, but he's willing to join forces and shut down his dock in solidarity. But he's been loaning shrimpers money so they can get by, and he says that, you know, a lot of shrimpers can't even pay their light bills.
Well, this isn't the first time shrimpers have gone on strike. They did so back in 2009. What was the issue back then?
It was the same thing, prices. For the past 17 years or so, much cheaper foreign shrimp, a lot of it grown on farms in Asia, has been flooding the American market. A lot of shrimpers want a tariff or a cap on imports, but they're not getting much support politically, which surprises them. A lot of them supported President Trump, and Trump has talked a lot about tariffs and protecting American workers and products, but the shrimpers say they're not benefiting from that. As one of the shrimpers said at the meeting, Trump likes to say, make America great again, but he also needs to make shrimping great again.
So these shrimpers are really just trying to get the attention of politicians right now.
Right.
All right, well, let's shift from the shrimp to the wetlands that support those shrimpers. Roseocane, it's an important plant on the marshy coast, is dying off. You've reported on this a lot. This foreign bug called a scale is eating that cane. And you traveled down to one of the hardest hit areas. It's called Port Eads, which many people probably haven't even heard of.
Yeah, Port Eads is the very last outpost on the Mississippi River. It's about 100 miles south of New Orleans on the river's mouth. There are no roads to it, so we flew down, landed on a little strip of grass in the marsh, which is completely surrounded by roseocane and goes on for miles. Port Eads was founded as kind of the first gateway into the Mississippi, and it still has a steel lighthouse from the 1880s.
Hmm.
The port actually was a really important part of New Orleans history. James Eads, who was the port's named after, built a pair of jetties there that forced the river to scour out its bottom. And so for the first time, big ships could pass through the mouth and get to New Orleans. That brought some big changes. New Orleans went from being the ninth biggest port to the second in just a few years.
And people still live there now?
Just a few. It's mostly a fishing destination. There's a lodge and a wharf and a marina. Pretty much all of it was bought with $12 million in FEMA money after Katrina.
And now all of that's in danger due to this roseocane die-off, huh?
Right. As the plant dies, the land there erodes and takes away the protection and stability that the roseocane provides. You know, I've been going down there for about a year, and this is the worst for the scale infestation that I've seen. It's really just everywhere.
Hmm. Well, you've got a lengthy story coming out about this, which includes some solutions that could maybe even save that port and other parts of the lower delta.
Right, and that'll be later this month.
All right, well, thank you so much, Tristan Bowrick, reporter at NOLA.com, the Times-Picayune.
Yeah, thanks a lot.